Lights. That was Field Music with a track called The Noisy Days Are Over on CITR 101.9 FM. Again, this is Muzak for The Observant. We've got three special guests in the studio today. They're new-ish volunteers, hopefully going to have their own shows eventually. One of them is named Wyatt. He's sitting right next to me. How is it going, my man?
It is going well, my man.
I don't know why I said that.
Old bean?
Old lad?
Chum.
So, how has your experience been at the station so far?
So far, it's been absolutely amazing. Everyone here is very accommodating, and I've had nothing but fun here.
Great. And I guess you're in here for... We're supposed to be in here for programming training to get ready to... Get you on your first steps to having your own radio show.
That was the plan, yeah.
Okay. What do you think is in the future for your own radio show?
I'm honestly not entirely certain. I kind of actually started pursuing this with my friend Alex here. And then I kind of just started doing it myself too, I guess.
Okay, cool. Were you thinking of having, like, a talk show?
Yeah, maybe a talk show. I try to do comedy here and there, so I wouldn't mind doing a comedy-oriented show. Maybe a sketch here and there or something along those lines would be pretty neat.
Cool. I have no idea how that would work in terms of radio.
Me neither. I've been listening to a lot of BBC trying to figure out how they do it, and I've got no ideas.
Okay. I've definitely heard comedy shows on BBC, but they're more like talk shows. They're not, like... They don't have sketches.
There are certainly a lot of panel shows, but
right.
If you listen to something like The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy radio series, it all started off as just radio sketches, basically.
Okay.
22-minute episodes here and there.
Yeah.
So something like that, maybe episodic or... See, this is how much ideas I have. This is how prepared I am.
Well, that's okay. My idea for this show was like, well, I'll go on and I have an iPod and I could play some stuff.
See, I could do that, maybe.
That'd be pretty cool, yeah. And that's, I've done it for 5 months.
Excellent, okay. There's hope for me yet, then.
I've like only run out of material like 5 times as well, so.
Once per month?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Okay.
It's 1 for 4, or yeah. 3 for 4, I guess. Yeah, well, it's great to have y'all here. There's also Alex and Emily in the back here. You can't hear them, but they're screaming with joy right now. Let's talk about some of the songs we played.
I was really digging that last song, actually.
Yeah, Field Music. That was like, they're from Scotland, and they kind of play this, it's kind of like dancey pop music.
Yeah, it's toe-tappingly good.
But it's actually really weird. There's like, that song's pretty catchy, but they've got other songs that are completely progressive sounding. There's all kinds of weird synth solos.
Yeah,
they're going all over the place. The bass lines are really funky and they have really strange harmonies.
That's neat.
But yeah, I'm pretty into that one. Before that was a band called Essay Pas, the track called Lights Out from their new album Demain Est Une Autre Nuit. I hate having, not hate, actually, but whenever there's like, because there's lots of French-Canadian groups that we put on the station, yeah. And I enjoy them, but I'm embarrassed because I can never pronounce their names.
I've always prided myself on being able to read French, but never being able to pronounce it properly.
It's embarrassing for me because, I mean, I didn't take French immersion or anything like that in the Canadian school system. And I spent 5 years learning how to speak this language, supposedly.
Yeah.
And I remember 5 words, maybe. I remember je.
Good, that's, okay.
Does that mean I,
yeah.
I think? Pupitre is a desk.
Okay, yeah.
Gum is a eraser.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Crayon. Is a pencil.
Okay.
That was a tricky one.
Uh-huh. And, that one intentionally tries to.
Yeah. That's just them being jerks. And there's probably a couple more words I know. But it's just like, I spent all that time learning and it's all gone. It's all gone, man.
It's all gone. You just proved otherwise. So.
All right. Yeah. That's nice of you. Before that track, we had a band called Holding Hands, and the song was called Free. It's very classic rock kind of sounding song. It's people from Victoria and Montreal, or Victoria and Vancouver, who came together and then moved to Montreal, as so many bands tend to do from the city. And as I said before, at the top of the hour, we played a track called Pug and Crow by the new jazz group called Pugs and Crows from Vancouver. So moving on, we're going to listen to another local band called the Shrouded Amps. And they kind of play, I guess it's pop music, but it's a lot of shifting parts, a lot of angular kind of guitar parts. This is from their self-titled album, and it's called Pouring the Day on CITR 101.9 FM.
Know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
UBC Food Society.
Yummy.
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs/foodsociety, or you can even join our Facebook group.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
You've either been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
How he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
Guts to draw when my lungs are full, but still my stomach dies.
That was Tony Molina with the track called Walk Away from his 11-minute, I guess it's called an LP, but it's 11 minutes long. It's called Dissed and Dismissed. It's really great. Every song is like a minute long, so I think it's about, yeah, it's about 10 tracks, and it's 11 minutes long. It sounds like Weezer mixed with Thin Lizzy. It's a pretty good combo. Lots of shredding guitar solos over sweet harmonies. Before that was a local Vancouver group called Man Eater with a track called Noise. And they're a really good new band. They have also really great short pop songs that they play. Before that was a band called Buckets of, I have no idea who these guys are, but they sound like another pretty rock and roll 90s indie rock band. I'm digging it. I'll probably listen to the rest of it later. And as I had mentioned before, the Shrouded Amps with a track called Pouring the Day from their self-titled album. So I'm feeling like we're going to end off a bit early. I will tell my bus story, though. My bus story was that I got on the B line, and I got on the normal bus that I always get to come to this show. And we got to the stop. We got to the stop at McDonald. And we stopped there, and the bus driver said, "All right, everybody, I have a special announcement to make. We're going to be sitting here for a few extra minutes. So if you want to get where you want to go on time, get off the bus and get the beeline behind us." So I got off, obviously, because it seemed very clear what the situation was. And as I got on that bus behind, I looked out the front of the window, and that beeline just took off immediately. And I was sitting there waiting, watching that bus drive off into the distance. And the new bus, it was way worse. The guy was kind of slow. He was like stopping before, and the bus stops before the light turns red. Like he's coming to a green light and he knows it's going to turn red eventually. So he stops at the green light before it turns red. I just can't. Anyway, it's been a lot of fun. Thanks again to my new friends who have joined me today. Please stick around for Marco with Astro Talk coming up next. And hopefully we'll see you again next week here on Muzak for the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks, everybody.
Just move on up toward your destination. Though you may find from time to time complication. Keep on wishing. Remember your dream.
a scheme, so keep on pushing. Take nothing less than the supreme best. Do not obey, no must be forsaken, but you can pass the test. Just move on up to a greater day. With just a little faith, if you put your mind to it, you can surely do it.